In studio right now, we have Strathroy-Caradoc mayoral candidate, Dan Burdan. Dan, first of all, tell us a little bit about yourself. If you have any municipal politics or political history, tell us a little bit. Introduce yourself to us.
No, I don't have any of that. I'm just a regular person wanting to make a difference.
Where are you? So tell us a little bit about yourself. Like, where are you from? And
I'm from Mount Bridges. I've lived there for 50 years. I raised my children there. I worked at Ford, so...
You're the fourth candidate for the mayor's seat. There hasn't been more than three candidates in a municipal election, Strathroy-Caradoc, for mayor in decades and decades. You're the fourth one. Why are you running for the mayor's seat here?
I'm just fed up and sick with what's going on around our township. I'm hoping that I can make a difference.
Okay, tell us a little bit about what's on the platform.
I like to cut down on red tape when you go for permits, and I think that those kind of things are extended more than they should be. I think that people make more red tape to kind of justify their jobs, and that irritates me. I've had personal experience with this, just the slowness and the ability not to answer questions when asked.
How long has the thought of running for mayor been with you?
Probably for the last 6 years.
Last 6 years?
Yeah.
So why is this the right time in your opinion?
I retired and things are going on in my life that are pretty well organized now that I have a little bit more free time. I think I can make a difference.
Are there other big hitters that you want to focus on if you getting elected?
Well, I like to have some transparency in government. I don't think that Mount Bridges-Caradoc basically has any transparency from what I personally experience.
You being a Mount Bridges resident, there's been a lot of talk, especially over the last 2 years during the pandemic, that residents in Mount Bridges, Melbourne, Delaware West, they don't feel like they're at the right priority level as residents in Strathroy. Would you agree?
Yes. There's a lot of, I talked to a lot of people, and there's a lot of anger out there towards our townships. And I don't know everything yet because I'm not in there to get into it. But the stuff I hear doesn't make sense to me.
Someone who does not have a political background, how do you manage your campaign? How is the campaign going to look like leading into October with you?
I've been around so long that everybody knows me. So to waste money on stuff that you already know, when you read the mayoral candidates' proposals and stuff like that, you know whether this person's either out for themselves and trying to use the township as a cash register or not.
What are your thoughts on affordable housing? Obviously, there's an affordable housing development going to be happening right in front of the Tri-Township Arena. Give me your thoughts as a whole on affordable housing.
Affordable housing is a necessary evil to help people. I don't think the taxpayers have a problem with helping people. I think they have a problem with our mismanagement of money and where it's going and not having it explained to them where their monies are going. You just don't do something and say, you just go mind your own business. They want to know. We live in a very generous township. And I feel bad when people don't explain to me how and why. You got to explain to people what's going on and where your tax money is actually going and the dollar value, how it's going there.
Coming in October, why should the people put an X beside Dan Burdan for Strathroy-Caradoc mayor?
Well, like I said, I think I can make a difference. I'm not out for myself. I'm already retired. I'm 68 years old. I don't want to be a millionaire or a billionaire. I just want to be a person helping other people because there's people in dire straits more than me. I'm already done with my life as far as chasing money around. I don't need to chase money.
Strathroy-Caradoc mayoral candidate from Mount Bridges, resident Dan Burdan. Dan, thank you so much for doing this with me and good luck in October, sir.
Thank you very much.